Let it be because of my work with you. Let it be because you want to achieve something in my life, not because you want to achieve something in somebody else's life. One day they told me one man of God was going somewhere. He decided to go. This is the way the story was told to me. So he wanted to go and impress the people he was going to meet. Are you getting me? So he took the choice men in his church. The big men. The rich men. The heavy men. And they went on an entourage. On the road, they had an accident. Many of the big men died. He was wounded small and he survived. When I heard the story, I shook my head. I said, look at these servants of Job. No, I'm serious. It sounds funny, but that's exactly what happened. I said, look at these servants of Job. Now, man, now he will go home and go and say, God, what happened? Because I did not send you on the journey. You have been going on journeys that are not my journey. And they will repent. I repent. Men with wives and children are dead. One man is repenting. I saw, I said, God, hey, you want to kill me? You're going to kill me because of my sin. You're not going to use me to tempt somebody else. No, in Jesus' name, you won't do that. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. What kind of nonsense play is that one? No, I'm telling you, no. I made up my in life, I must be important. I must be. One day my wife said something. She didn't know it was a compliment. She looked at me and said, they say people backslide. She said, do you know, it never crosses my mind that you can backslide. He said, you know what the problem? I don't know where you are sliding to. That is what is behind that you are backing into. He said, oh, since I knew you, this is the only thing I know about you. I said, very good. That's a compliment. Because, no, really, my own God, please surround me totally. Listen, I said it before. Oh, God. I wish you would get my point. I'm not taking faith away from you. I'm telling you something. I'd rather be poor and trek into eternal life than God to be slapping me to tempt somebody else. No, that one I won't take. Oh, God, do anything you want, but please, you are not going to punish me as temptation for somebody else. Men are not the same with God. They are not the same. Listen, what some of us like to practice is to go and hide. You know, I hear all kinds of nonsense. I'm sorry to say this. Some people say, our Father in the Lord, He is the one that because of Him, God is blessed. I never hear such things. I say, well, so when God wants to punish you, you are in trouble. No, there are statements you don't hear from my mouth. There are things. Look, you know, there are people I honor. You hear me say, this man has been a blessing. I respect him. There are things I'm careful to say. Somebody's a cover over my head. You will never, till I die, hear it from my mouth. Never. Don't cover me, my friend. Jesus covers my head. If I want to die, let me die for his sake. Not because you went to go and take somebody else's wife. All of us covering under you were in trouble. Christians are jokers. See them all over the place, just cracking jokes. I don't look at it. Some people don't know what they are saying. They don't know what they are saying. The head of every man is Christ. You better believe it that and leave that one there. Listen, I'm your teacher. Amen. I pray for you. Amen. Not the cover over your head. Better forget that idea. No, forget that idea. If you had it now, shelve it. Are you shelve it? Obey God. Oh God, please. I pray that you realize that you and everybody else on earth you have the same potentials as far as God is concerned. What a lot of us like to do, is that okay? Is to hide behind somebody who has obeyed God to a certain limit. We like to hide. Very common amongst Pentecostals these days. As I would, oh God, if I say this, you have assumed I'm being critical, so let me be careful. One word that Christians use so much, it started as a good word, but it's almost becoming a cultic word, is the word Papa, Father. There was a reason why Jesus used to say, don't call any man Father. You know, he told the disciples. There was a reason. People won't obey God. You understand my point? They won't get to know God personally. They'll be hiding behind somebody else's obedience. Let me tell you something. Satan is very, very smart. He's waiting. Because that man is going to disobey one day. Then he will jump through that gap because he can't touch the guy. He's on your head. He's coming to start. So I said to God, and I'm asking you to say the same thing as you pray today. Say, dear Lord, me, I must be special before you. You must know me by name. But you see, those things, I said that when God said, I said before you life and death, choose life that you may live. You know, what he was saying to them, he said, how do you choose life? You choose life by obeying these commandments that I'm commanding you today. You don't just choose life because you say, I choose life. There are three things that are in the world. Those are the three temptations of Jesus Christ you saw. And those were not the only times he was tempted. His whole life was full of temptation. And I said something to us at the last time or the time before that. I said, look, the choices you make in life that makes you important as far as God is concerned is not whether should I steal or should I not steal. Are you following the point? No. That one is good. It's basic. It's fundamental. That's the, like I said, the baby level of Christianity. Real maturity is yes. Lot and Abraham will not have issues. My name is Abraham. I brought my nephew Lot with me. What do I do? Do I seize what is mine or willingly let it go? You know, let me tell you something. You know, you've heard me, because these are issues that we have these days in Christianity. Christianity, listen, I don't want to hear any rubbish testimony about money. That doesn't have a story to tell about how it came. I don't know. There's a reason why I'm trying to say that. You know the way we jump around? Let me tell you, this is a serious temptation of young men and young women. You know the way we jump around these days from one job to the other? You know the way we do it? Most people who make those jumps, are you getting my point? They are jumping out of the will of God. And let me tell you something. The reason, oh, please hear what I'm trying to say clearly. Temptations are tempting. That's why they are called temptations. And that's why men are tempted by them. Did you hear what I said? Temptations are what? They are tempting. So the fact that you followed what you wanted to do does not mean you did what is right. You can testify from now till thy kingdom come. Listen, Satan won't bait you out except he has something to show. Unfortunately, what we want to testify about are the baits of Satan that we have beaten. Men don't know anything about faithfulness. No, people don't. And they say, look, man, life, country is hard. Country is hard. You say you have been lawyer. You have been lawyer. You know, look, just you sneak away. You tell all kind of like they finish training you in a particular place. 3 months intensive training cost the company maybe 200,000 naira to train you. 2 weeks later, you get another job. They double your salary. Idiot, you take it. And you take it. And you now go to church. Pastor, have a testimony. Praise God. Somebody shout hallelujah for me, Joe. Isn't God good in my life? You know, last week, when Pastor was saying that this year we will experience breakthrough, I did not know my own would come so quickly. I just got a new job where they have tripled my salary. You never told us. You have not. You couldn't even tell the people that invested in you. Do you get my point? That you are going. As far as they are concerned, right now your mother is sick and you travel to go and look after her, and you intend to send them resignation letter from there. They don't know you are in town rejoicing. The Lord is good. Let me tell you, do people who fall for temptation fall for what they can testify about? I hope you know. It is sweet. Did you hear what I said? It is usually what? Sweet. But we don't understand that to God, loyalty, all right, and faithfulness is more important than the offering you brought out of the triple salary. That's why he said, obedience is better than sacrifice. I'm not remembering something. Listen, what God uses, you see, it is not now. Oh my God. You know, I like to say this, time flies faster than we can imagine. I remember in 1985, when I entered University of Benin to study medicine, 6 years was like eternity. I remember my friends, people like Mui, they looked at me, he was in microbiology. He said, you mean you are going to be in this school for 6 years? Oh boy. You don't old, though. You go old for this place, though. And we actually felt bad, like, who sent me? Come study this subject. 6 years look like forever. For your information, this boy here is graduating from school now. Tokwe was born when I was in second year. I remember. Can you imagine? Now he's graduating from school. Children born when I graduated from medical school. You know the interesting part? They are now in medical school. That's after I graduated. Now, listen. Time flies so fast. That's what I'm trying to explain. I look at my wife sometimes and say, so you mean for 10 years I have married you? No, it's almost unbelievable. December this year, it will be 10 years that I've been married. I look at it like, what? This is hard to believe. What am I going to explain? Life, time flies very fast. Don't be content with testimonies that last only 2 months. That's what I'm going to explain. A time will come, oh God, oh God. This message of today, you will remember it one day, and you will be telling your friends, that was 20 years ago. What we are going for, alright, is that what will God say about you in 20 years' time? Not the testimony you give over 2-3 weeks. Some things are more precious than gold. Stop jumping around because of money. Some things are what? More precious than gold. Believe me. What we are going for in Christianity is not those childish baby things. That's what I'm going to explain. We want to get to a point. You know, we all grumble and whine. I told you, for 1 million people can talk, and God, if he could sleep, he will fall asleep. And believe me, I have seen prayer meetings that if everybody is following the guy who's holding the microphone, I'm sure God is not hearing them. You can be 1 million gathered in a place. It doesn't mean God is hearing. What am I going to explain? What God is looking for is that single person who will look up one day and say, this iniquity is too much. There will be no rain or dew in this land until I say so. And God will say, because you said so, fine. Such people, God doesn't hand power to them because they testified about food and bread. Are you getting what I'm going to explain? Listen, real Christianity is that you actually totally lay down your life for God. There's a scripture I want us to read. The book of Luke chapter 14. No, chapter 9. We read it last time. I want to quote something there from the Amplified Bible. From verse 18, you know, he said, and Jesus said, what did the multitude say that I am? Then they said what he was. Then from verse 23, he's now said to them, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily. Everybody say daily. Take up his cross daily and follow me. I want to read verses 24 and 25 before I say what I want to say. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it. For what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself, or King James says his own soul? Now, what am I saying here? I like how Amplified says something about denying himself. Among the things he said, let him lose sight of his own interests. Did you hear what I said? That is, let him lose sight of his own interests. People say something all the time. You hear that all the time. The Nigerians go to churches a lot. How come the country is not better? I dare to say, they go to churches. Churches don't go into them. Do you understand my point? The word of God does not enter them. More importantly, when we gather most of the times, you have been guilty. Me too have been guilty. What do we gather for? To focus on ourselves. Do you understand my point? Listen to me. That is why we have not changed. That's why we have not changed. Because what puts power to change situations, what puts the power of God into our lives, is when we are able to gather and we don't think about ourselves. Or we have not come for our own sake. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is, you take life, God gives you an opportunity, and all you are thinking about is, what am I going to use this time, this opportunity to impart into the lives of people? Or like we say, you are a Christian. How will every move I make advance the knowledge of Christ? Are you getting my point? How will every move? Because let me give you an example. If somebody says, praise the Lord, Now, finally, I have gotten my visa to America. You know, like, hey, the Lord is good. I ask a simple question. What is good about the Lord that you got a visa to America? No, I'm asking. No, think about it for a second. Visas to places are good, though. Do you get my point? David Livingstone and Co. They took visas to come to Nigeria. If you know, you understand what I'm going to explain. All right, so I'm not talking about... But the question is that, what is it that is good? I have seen people, Christians, at least I went to church. This man was in a big church, one of the pastors in the church. That's when I was in Lagos. And then happened to be a colleague, senior to me, in the hospital. So one day, he... Another lady that went to the same church, and I were all talking. And he was talking about, very soon this will happen. I'm leaving your country for you. I remember that comment. I know that I was disappointed. Now, I had no problem with him leaving the country. But he's a surgeon. He was going to advance his studies abroad and all of that. But it was the way he said, hey, I'm leaving your country for you. And when we get to church, he's the one that will take testimonies. And it was in a church that was known for preaching faith. And I looked like, wait, what are we doing here? Are we playing? Why? Because, of course, it was true. All we're being paid in a month was, was small money. It was very small, 6,000 naira a month. That was all we earned for being resident doctors, junior resident doctors then. But like I said, told you earlier, faith is not that I use my, you know, that I had the ability to grab bigger money or run to places where things are better. That the mark of Christianity is that I lost sight of myself. And I say, even though I am poor in this land would not say they did not hear that I came. Are you getting my point? It is easy for us to sit down and be pointing outside. Governor, government, you know, president. It's very, very easy. Ask yourself, last time you were in church, all the things you have been doing, praying about, what has it been? Have you really lost sight of... Look, because Christianity has said, look, listen to me. Jesus said it clearly, it is better to trek into eternal life. You know that's what he said? He said, if your eye is offending you, remove it. And then I'm putting it now. If your financial eye is disturbing you, yank it off. So do you understand what I'm going to explain? That I don't have a car to drive. It's better that I trek into eternal life. Let the earth know that I poured the life of God for them to experience. He said, let him lose sight of himself. I said, look, that's the higher goal of Christianity. It's not my ambition. Listen, there's a prayer you will pray because it said daily. You have to pray daily. The direction I'm facing in life, is that the direction you want me to face? When people are praying about the will of God a lot of time, what are we saying about the will of God? What we mean is that God, we have been taught that the will of God is sweet. But I like Paul. And anybody who doesn't want to understand what Paul is saying just deliberately is closing his eyes. And that's why he said you can't see it. Paul wrote half of the New Testament. See what he called the will of God for his own life. He said in fastings. People think that he talked about we went on a fast. No. When Paul said in fastings, what he meant was that in no food to eat. In perils, in beatings, when we move around with the fear of our life, that somebody's going to waylay us and kill us. But at the end of the day, what did he say? He said, none of these things move me. Neither do I count my life as dear unto myself. Why? Because I want to finish the work that the God that sent me, all right, commanded that I should finish. Listen, I told you this is not childhood Christianity we are preaching. It's not. Is seriousness. One of the things I hate about people who sow seeds to get. You know I'm their enemy. One of the things I dislike about it, that go and ask them what they are sowing seeds for. Let me tell you how to sow real seeds. The Bible said that he that sows ministers seed to the sower and bread for food shall both multiply and supply your seed what? For sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. What did he say? He multiplies, he supplies and multiplies what? Your seed for sowing. That is real sowing of seed. Alright? Is that I have more seed to sow. This is how to sow seed. He said, Lord, this is a work that needs to be done. Pastor said it will cost 3.5 million. We need to evangelize this district. or we need to build this orphanage, or we need to do this for this school, whatever it is. Lord, you know I don't have 3.5 million. I don't even have 3.5 thousand. What I have, Lord, is this 500 naira, which was supposed to be my food for today. Therefore, Lord, I give this money towards the completion of this work. Oh God, I wish you would understand this. That kind of spirit will attract the rest of the money from wherever is hidden. That's seed sowing. That is, God multiplies seed for sowing and increase. See, that is, what God is multiplying, the fruit of my seed sowing is the completion of the work, not my stomach. This is the satanic way we sow. This 500 naira, God, if you not pay back and I catch you. The Bible says, he that giveth to the poor, lendeth to the Lord. Lord, now you are the borrow this money as I the drop and sow. Yes, that's how the world taught us to sow. We have not lost sight of ourselves. I said, godliness with contentment. I'll tell you what it means. It means that whatever I find myself in as a situation after doing the act of godliness, I'm ready to stay there, even though God doesn't show up. Did you hear what I said? Let me say it again. When I stand before Nebuchadnezzar and say, I won't bow to your image, what it means is that if you like, kill me, I will die in peace. That's godliness with contentment. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's godliness with contentment. That no, the name of my God must be honored. That even in my death, people will say, these people love their God so much, they won't deny him even while they are dying. It is not, God, I won't bow. Don't forget to quickly deliver. I will not bow. But Baba God, please, oh, this thing is hot. Don't forget to. I will not bow inside your heart. God, please, quick now. We are getting too close to the fire. No, that's what we do. That's what we do. That's what we do. The Bible says they overcame him by not loving their lives, even unto what? Death. I hope you are getting what I'm going to explain. I didn't come here today to massage your ego and make you feel happy. I want you to decide whether I really want to go to church or you want to stay at home. You can stay at home and be rich. I hope you know that Bill Gates doesn't go to church on Sundays. He says only men who don't have anything to do go to church on Sunday. And I don't blame him, actually. All you need to do is watch what pastors put on TV, especially in America. Even if I were him, I wouldn't go to church. Yeah? What are you trying to do? Why should I go? You have not made a demand on purpose for my life. You haven't made a demand on my being grateful to God. You have told me to just come so that God might bless me. The one I'm living in, $4 billion a year in dividends. What do you call that? What do you call that? That is blessing. That is blessing. He said, is it hell you want to send us to? We'll buy a conditioner. $4 billion, enough air conditioner to cool the place. Hey, why are you threatening me? I mean, come on. You don't blame the man. Why should he go to church? You preach what I call the gospel of poverty. You know my gospel of poverty? It's only fit for the ears of people who are poor. That's what I mean by gospel of poverty. So a rich man hears, he has no need for your God. I see it all the time. We preach as if the rich man shouldn't come to church. Because all our gods can do is multiply our money. Listen to me, this Nigeria way. There are those that every day they go home, they pocket 2 million naira. And they are not sweating. They are not lying. They are not cheating. They are not stealing. There are those who do legitimate business. One man was telling me one day that there was only they come to a particular church. The day she dropped the tithes in the offering basket, the whole church office ended job for the day. That is the office. They settled down and said, what's going on, please? What is that? They pulled it out, 6 million naira, and she was dropping it every month. Look, I tell my friends when I'm at work, if you want to serve God, serve God. Because if it's because of money you want to serve him, you will soon be discouraged. You will see what Satan can do that God doesn't do for people. Did you hear what I said? You will see what Satan can do that God really doesn't bother doing for people. We will settle down because, you see, I work amongst serious professionals, not by serious professionals. when I settle down, if you enter my office, if you see me sit down, somebody comes and says, good morning, sir. That man is a doctor of maybe 12 years of experience that's telling me good morning, sir. They're my residents. That's the kind of people that I have around me every day. So when we are discussing, all right, and you see what some politicians or businessmen do with money in Nigeria, you will be discouraged. You won't want to work. If the only reason why you're working, do you get what I'm saying? Is because of money. You will be discouraged. So I tell them, do good for good doing sake. There are places where I work. I tell my students when I'm giving lectures, certain places. I say, let's tell the truth. If it's because of money, I shouldn't teach you people. Yeah, it's a matter of fact. Listen, that's the message I preach to people, and I want Christians to understand it. Anyone who wants to walk with God should get ready. God does not always add to people. Sometimes he takes away from them. And he does not always promise reward on this earth for such taking away. I don't have to tell you that Paul did not build a house. Do I need to tell you? He had a few houses here and there, usually in Roman prisons. But he said, none of these things move me. None of these things move me. I've told you, you are very lucky, you know what I mean, lucky in quotes now, that you are hearing some gospel while you are young. So please, it is time to trek with pride. As I'm walking, I'm confessing my car is coming. Whether you confess it or not, believe me, it's going to come. Did I hear an amen? Amen? Whether you confess it or not, your husband will come, wife will come, children will come. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
So use your mouth to do things that are more important than using your car, husband, you know, confessing on things that God says you shouldn't even focus on. Did it crazy? And let me tell you something about God. Everybody can learn faith. So with my faith, I got this. My faith, I got that. Those that God will really lift up and put spiritual power into their hands are those that will say, God, even though you don't give me anything, I will still love you, I will still serve you. And they're not saying it because they hear somebody else say it too, that they really mean it. That for them, serving God in itself is such a beautiful thing. You know, the disciples, when they whipped them for preaching, they went home rejoicing. Say, hey, Peter, as that came land, I said, no, let Jesus go cross. Me too, I go small. He said, your back cut? May I check? Nah, they not beat you. Check my own. See, as the thing break. See, my cross is strong past your own. That is, the Bible said they went home rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer for this gospel's sake. I told you, you want to go far in life? Let nobody tell you that take the whole world and give me Jesus. It's an Old Testament song. Believe me, it's a current song that only those who God will look at and say, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. They are the only ones that can sing that song. Material things are to be used. Do you understand my point? As they come, they serve a purpose, they go. It does not measure spirituality. Listen, they don't measure blessing. And get your eyes off them. Get up and decide, do I want to serve God? Or I want to play the kind of funny play we play these days. I said something to us last time, let me say it again. Every move of God, at least I know about Nigeria, has a message that he brought. Let's not lose one because of another. Do you understand my point? We should take all of them and add them together. He said, take hold of one and don't let go of the other. He said, the one that is pleasing to God will come forth with both of them. The message of holiness brought a message. Do you get my point? It brought a message of consecration. You don't have to look like a deeper life man. All deeper life, other deeper life man or Christ Embassy man, apart from Jericho, they look alike. So let's forget that. It's deeper life woman we should be talking about. You don't have to look like deeper life woman for you to get the message of holiness. Are you getting my point? And let me say this again. Even though you look like a deeper life man or woman, it does not mean you have not yet imbibed the message of prosperity. Did you hear what I said? True prosperity is not what you appear like. Rogues drive cars. What are you talking about? Armed robbers build big houses. What are we talking about? True prosperity is not what is on you, what we can see. I told you before, the most prosperous men, materially speaking, on the earth, according to God's calculation, they are not on Forbes' list. It's Forbes that knows how he calculates his own. There's a time he said, well, they couldn't calculate how rich anybody in Africa was. Why? Because of stock market. We didn't have proper stock market and proper this one. Finally, they calculated and said, Dangote is one of the richest men, the richest man in Africa. And some people looked and said, is it according to the valuation of, you know, the whole thing has come down. I wonder where they place him now. I'm not explaining that the man that's really prosperous may not look like that outside. The message of holiness came with something. We must not lose it. That's what I'm taking us back to. The message of faith came with something. We mustn't throw it away. We must just know how to use it properly. Indeed, it is not God's perfect will that his children should be sick. Did I hear an amen? Amen. Indeed, it's not God's perfect will that his children should be in lack. But we say we endure all things. That's another thing about consecration we must understand. Faith teaches us some things. Prosperity teaches us some certain things. In my book, The Grace to Prosper, the book will soon come out, all right? I describe there what I call the vow of poverty. I've taught us here before. Christians say, no, I can never take the vow of poverty. I say, it's because you don't know the meaning of the vow of poverty. If you know what it means to take a vow of poverty, you rush down to your knees now and be taking it. Because the vow of poverty does not mean that I will not have anything in life. It just means that I will not be attached to anything. Anything that comes is for use. I use it for the purpose that God sent it, and I let it go. I can have a billion naira today, and tomorrow I don't have a dime. I still don't change. Every message has something. If you are going to serve God and be effective in your generation for Christ, you will take hold of all the messages. Consecration, message of holiness, you take it. The message of faith and prosperity, you take it. The message of divine healing, you take it. You take all of them, wrap them together, put them in your heart, and you will see that one day one Nicodemus will call you. Are you hearing my point? One Nicodemus will show up one day. You say, Oga, they won't say master then, because you are not a man with disciples following you about. It's your worker that will say, sir, I have noticed that 5 economic downturns have come and gone. These companies has never gone down. We have only worked stronger. What amazes me, sir, is that any company you look at and say those people are not good people, they shouldn't survive. They usually die within a month. You'll be saying that, what? It happened like that. He said, sir, let me tell you. Our meeting 6 years ago, you explained that company ABCZ, they were doing this and you think this is wrong and companies like that should be closed down by the federal government. 3 days after, policemen went there, closed the doors and said, the appeal court just read the ruling that said this and this and this and that. 3 years ago, you said this about this company, sir. It was exactly 4 weeks after you spoke that the MD died suddenly and the two wives began to fight over the company. And then look at what happened. And then say, wait, I have not finished. He will reel four to you. And then you will look at him and say, now, wow, have faith in God. See, those things of Jesus Christ, they are real. They are real. You don't have to be a prophet to operate like that. Then that your Nicodemus will ask you. The way we have looked at you, you are a CEO come from above. For no one can run a company the way you have done it. And you will look at him and say, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That is how you advance the gospel of Christ Jesus. Are you getting my point? Until you don't count your life as dear unto yourself. God didn't send Jesus to this earth to come and give you fine shirt. I hope what I'm saying is clear. The Homer you wanted to die for last year, the company died. You know that? GM stopped producing Homer. And then they went bankrupt. Shaved off all the excess luggage you were believing God for. Do you understand my point? Who is here this evening that wants to serve the Lord Jesus Christ? Let's bow down our heads and begin to pray. Just tell him, Lord, I really want to serve you. I want to have power with you. I want my life to count for you. You won't kill me to tempt somebody else. I refuse that. You won't scatter my life as a temptation to somebody. You are the leader. You are the cover. You are the God over my head. I connect directly with you through the blood of Jesus Christ. I want my life to count for you. Lord, I want my life to count for you. I know you will give me food. You said I shouldn't worry about it. I know you will give me water. You said I shouldn't care about those things. You said everything that I may ever need, that one you have already provided. My bread, you said, will be sure. So I'm not worried about those things. But I want my life to count for you. Show me my identity. Say, Lord, you said to Jeremiah, before you were born, I knew you. Lord, what did you know me to be? You said to Jeremiah, I ordained you to be a prophet. Lord, what have you ordained me to be? Say, Lord, pour your spirit upon me that I might suffer with Christ where I need to. Church, I want you to understand something. When Stephen was being stoned, he didn't feel the pain. I can tell you that. What was he seeing? He was looking up and beholding the glory and seeing Jesus seated on the right hand of God, or at that point standing, because Stephen maintained his testimony in the face of persecution, in the face of adversity. Consecrate your life again to God. Say, Lord, I just want my life to count for you. I don't want to marry the woman of my dreams. I want to marry the woman of purpose. The woman that you said would do me good in serving you. I don't want to marry the husband of my dreams. Dreams that were formed by home movies and romance novels. I want to marry the husband who together we will serve you. I don't want the job of my dreams. I want the job that you ordained that I should have, that I might serve your purpose in it. I don't care whether the road in the country is good or it is bad. Wide like American roads or narrow like the streets in my village. For me, the most important thing that I'm located where your spirit, your life in me will be manifested for the world to be blessed by it. Say, Lord, I consecrate myself to you again. Take my hand, use it. Take my legs, use them. Take my heart, use it. Take the whole of me, Father God, and use my life for your purpose. That is the most important thing to me. This is one thing I seek.